that was more about when I was going to Sao Paulo, you know, I kept on seeing the kind of city that you would see in a movie like RoboCop or Blade Runner. I mean, you were seeing this, you know, futuristic first world city, you know, with horrible problems, but at the same time had unbelievable technology, had, you know, the helicopters were really, I think, what put it over the top. And not even the helicopters, but the helicopter pads. It was the top of every single building, seeing all these buildings architecturally structured around their helicopter pads. You see the RoboCop building on the Marginal. And it's called the RoboCop building. And, you know, and I guess that might have had something to do with it, but I always thought of the movie as a kind of a nonfiction RoboCop. Because I think a lot of the problems facing Sao Paulo were the problems that I only saw in science fiction movies. You know, this kind of rampant violence, you know, the kind of technology, you know, fighting street crime with the bulletproof cars and the microchip implants and all of that stuff. I mean, it was the stuff of a science fiction movie. So in order to tell the story in a way that I thought people would be able to relate to better, I thought that, you know, why not use the visual language of a science fiction movie?